St. John, chapter number 6. Begin reading at verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." They said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I want to go back and look at verse 35 and give you a thought this evening. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." I want us to look in John tonight. I don't know how far I'll get, but I want us to look at the seven I ams of Jesus in the book of John. The seven I ams of John. The Lord said many times throughout the scripture, "I am." He said in Revelation, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore." There's many a time that he started that phrase, "I am." But here in John specifically, John gives us seven pictures. Seven peculiar I ams that Jesus spoke, that John, under inspiration, had written down. And we will look at these and see what we can see about our Lord when he says, "I am." The very words themselves, "I," that is his person. That word "am" means to exist. I exist. I am. He exists. He is. And a lot of people may not realize, but when Jesus is saying, "I am," now you go all the way back to the first time God revealed himself to Moses and said, "Tell them that I am hath sent you." And he's speaking of God and his eternal life, his self-existent being, his eternal being. He doesn't have a start to life. He doesn't have an end to life. He is the I Am, the existing one, that has always existed. And so he says that over and over. I am. I exist. I am he that exists. And here he says, I am the bread of life. The bread of life. And it's very simple that our Lord uses these very simple things that were all around them. Bread was a very important part of their daily life, of their nutrition, of their life, their livelihood. When they dipped salt, they did it with bread. It was either leavened bread or unleavened bread. Bread is that which provides life. It's a substance, amen? And as much as anything is, bread is. And listen, you can't live off of Tic Tacs and Coke, but I'll tell you what you can live off, bread and water. It's the very sustenance of life that God gives. He said, I am the bread of life. And not just life here, as we believe it exists mortally. Are you listening? It's the life above that he's speaking of. I am the bread of life. And this bread of life that he's speaking of, he tells us about it in this chapter. In verse 32 at the end, he said, I'm the true bread. The true bread. The true bread. And you'll notice in some of these others that we come about, the Lord speaks a lot about he is the truth. The truth. And he said, here I am, the bread of life. That bread is the true bread. True bread. Many times our Lord, when he spoke parables or even spoke to his disciples or even to great crowds, he would say, verily, verily. And that means truly, truly, I say unto you, that which is true, 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 that which is true. Now, we're living in a time where everybody thinks you can have your own truth. And it could be different from somebody else's truth. But real truth is truth. It's always truth. It's constant. Are you listening? It doesn't change. It's unchanging. And it is solid. Are you listening to me? It's sound, in other words. And so if you have a truth, there can't be anything besides that. Now, you can be at your house and say, I'm hot, and that be true. And I can be at my house and say, well, I'm cool, and it be true. Because we're experiencing two different conditions. But as far as what is in this world, are you listening? I'm talking about what God says about truth. Pilate wanted to know, what is truth? What is truth? There's so much said. There's so many gods. What is truth? And Jesus is saying, I'm the true bread. I am the true bread. Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven. I am the bread of life. That bread that came down out of heaven. Amen. He said in verse 38, for I came down from heaven. Amen. Verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. This bread does not leave one empty. They never hunger and shall never thirst. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now let's go on into another one in John 8:12. You go over in John 8:12. If I'm going to get through these, I can't do a complete rundown of every chapter and every instant. Each one of these, you could do several messages just off of each one of these. But I want you to see them because it is what Christ is for us. It's what Christ is to us. Listen, if you ever realize that He is the bread of life, then you ain't going to want to eat nowhere else. You're going to realize you don't need nothing else to sustain you. He is our sustainer. Amen. Now in John chapter number 8, here's what he said. I want you to look in verse 10. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" This is the adulterous woman that was brought. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He took a woman who was walking in darkness. This woman, her life was full of adultery. She was caught in the very act of adultery. And I always try to remember to say it. The old timers used to say, "Well, where was the man? Why didn't they drag that man down there?" If she's caught in the very act, he's an adulterer too. Amen. But they dragged her down there by the hair and they wanted to stone her. She was walking in darkness. But Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." You see, when a person is in sin, the light that shines to us, the only light that can get us past that darkness is Christ. We are children of darkness until that light shines upon us. We are in darkness. The Bible said, "They that sat in darkness saw a great light." It was the prophecy of Christ coming. To them that were sitting in darkness, all of us sitting in darkness, children of darkness, having no light, having no truth. Are you listening? In our way, living a life of darkness. But Jesus said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." I'll tell you what I see in that. I see a true follower of Christ. I see someone whose life is changed. He shall not walk in darkness. When you follow Christ, when you follow the light, and they shall have the light of life. We have the bread of life, and now we have the light of life. It is the light that points you and I to the life above. That gives us life above. Amen? That shines from us the light that is from above. If we're to be the light of the world, it's the light from above that shines through you and I. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now look what he said. "The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go." You see, again, he's speaking of coming from heaven. This shows his divinity again. When he said, "I am the bread of life," listen, he's talking about his divinity. He said, the bread from heaven is he which came down from heaven. Now he's speaking about being the light of the world. And he said, I know from whence I came. He's speaking of his divinity again. That's why he says, I am the light of the world. If they can see it, if they can see his divinity, if they can, that was the thing that they believed him to be blaspheming about. He calls himself God. He makes himself equal with God. Well, he was God. And religions, listen, that cannot grasp a hold of that truth is no true religion at all. Amen? He is God. He is the I Am. He's the very bread. He is the very light. Amen? That comes down from heaven. The light that brings men and women out of darkness. Bring you out of darkness. He'll bring you out of darkness. I can remember when he brought me out of darkness. You remember when he brought you out of darkness? Amen. Brought us out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he's talking about this luminous, this light that makes manifest. See, Christ, until he came, the truth, they saw it through a glass darkly. They had the law, but that was just a glass darkly. Are you listening? He makes manifest. He is the light of the world. The whole world, amen? All of its inhabitants, everything in it, not just this world, but all that is within it. He is the light of the world. He's the light of Asia. He's the light of Russia. He's the light of America, amen? He's the light of the world. There is no other light. He is the light of the world. He is the truth that this world needs to hear. Amen. No other truth. Many have other truths that they say are truths, but he is the truth. He is the light. He is that makes manifest what is true. Amen. John chapter number 10, Jesus said this. Verse 7, then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, it's truly, truly, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. I am the door. I am the door. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers. Any other trying to be an entryway, he is the door. He is the way in. Amen. The way into what? To the light. To life. To the life that's in, that is heaven. Amen. I am the door of heaven. He is the door. He is the door that the sheep come in and out and find pasture. Amen. Christ the life. Christ our salvation. Amen. Christ the access. We'll get to that in a minute. The way, the truth, and the life. Amen? We'll get to that. But I am the door. I am the portal entrance. Amen? I am that door that opens and no man can shut. That shuts and no man can open. Amen. The door, the gate, by me, through me, of me, if any man enter in, if anybody goes in, or comes into. What he's talking about, coming into, indicating a point reached or entered, a place. I mean, Christ, listen, to enter into the door, is there's a purpose for that. It's to be in. That's why you come through a door. The purpose of the door is that you may enter in. The way, the door that Jesus said he is. He is the one that gives us that purpose. There's purpose of being, to be in Christ, amen? To be in the life, to have that eternal life, to be in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, are you in? John 10, verse number 11, right on down. I am the good shepherd. There's two in this chapter. I am the door. And then he says, I am the good shepherd, verse 11. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Christ the shepherd. We see the love of Christ. The sacrifice of Christ, the death of Christ. He giveth his life for the sheep. The only shepherd, that great shepherd of the sheep, as the scripture calls him. The chief shepherd. Amen. Thank the Lord for that chief shepherd, that great shepherd. I am the good shepherd. That word good means beautiful. Now, he's not talking about an outwardly appearance because the Bible says this. There is no beauty that we should desire him. But what is beautiful about him is the good of his life. That is what is so. That is what is the rose of Sharon. That bright and morning star. That beautiful star. Amen. The beauty, the being the good shepherd. Amen. Pleasing. That a very high standard. When he says good, it's a very high standard. It's the highest standard. The good shepherd, again, the great shepherd. There's no shepherd like him. He said, I've lost none, save one, the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. He don't lose sheep, amen? He's not a hireling. He's the good shepherd. He's the pastor, amen? He is the pastor. I have a title here in this church as pastor. I'm under shepherd. He is pastor shepherd, the good shepherd. Amen? Thank the Lord for that. I am the good shepherd. The thief cometh not for to steal and to kill and destroy. I'm come that they might have life. He is the shepherd that provides life. It's the only shepherd that gives life. All others that come before him are thieves and robbers. All others are hireling. There can only be one way, one door, one bread, one light, one shepherd of the sheep. There can only be one shepherd of the sheep. You can't have a group of sheep and have two or three shepherds. It don't work that way. There's only one shepherd. There's only one truth. There's only one way. John 11:25. We're almost done. When Lazarus, you remember his friend Lazarus, is dead. Verse 24, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That was you and I. Dead. Now alive. He brought us from death to life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, dead in trespasses and in sin, he shall live. Amen? Yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. Amen? The immortality, the eternal life, Christ the life, Christ the resurrection. Amen? I am the resurrection. The resurrection from death. And the life. The life, and that life is that life above again. I am the resurrection and the life. That life that is from above. That spiritual life. He's not listening, but also it speaks of this mortal life. Listen, in him we live, we move, we have our being. We could not exist apart from him. He's our creator. He made us. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God. Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him, was there not anything made that was made? Genesis 1 and in John 1. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. If you look at these I ams, every one of them consists one right on top of another. They tie in together. The life, the light, the resurrection, the bread. That gives life. It's all of the life that Christ gives to you and I. He alone gives the life. Life from above. They thought they had some when they was eating that manna over there in the wilderness. Jesus said, that's not the true bread from heaven. That was angels' food. That wasn't the true bread from heaven. The true bread from heaven is he that came down from heaven. He is that true bread. That's what he was talking to his disciples and even the multitude that turned away when he told them, you have to eat my flesh, drink my blood. Why? He is the bread of life. He is the vine. Amen? Oh, yes. I'm the resurrection and the life. Mortal and eternal. John 14. This great chapter here. Let me hurry and get to it so I can finish. Jesus saith unto him in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only one way. One way to the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No way but him. Christ is the access. He said in verse number 7, if ye had known me, he's Christ the truth. Ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. That's his oneness with the Father. That's his divinity again. That he's from heaven. That he and the Father are one. Amen. I am. They could not see it. They were having problems seeing it. Him saying, I am the way. That's just the way, the road, the route. Amen? The truth, that constancy, unchanging, the life, that life from above, that eternal life. Amen? All those things that he said, if you read in this chapter, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You'll find the situation here between him and Thomas. Christ is trying to show him he is the truth and the life. He's the mediator. He's the door. He's one with the Father. He is Christ divine. They were in spiritual blindness. Jesus said unto him in verse number 9, have I been so long time with you? Blindness, what's he doing to them? He's bringing light of life to them. The light of life. Thomas is getting ready to be revealed. The light is going to shine on him. The light of life. How long have I been with you? Yet thou hast not known me, Philip. He that hath seen me, he hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. The words that I speak, it's the very oracles of God coming to him right there. Our Lord speaking to him. That's as the very, that is the oracles of God. That's as if God was giving commandment to Moses on the mountaintop. Amen. You have the words of Christ. You have the words of God. Amen. Truth. Truth. He's directing his faith. He said this. Where am I at? Verse 11, believe me. Believe me. He's wanting him to have faith. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake, the power of God. Those things that many men said, no man but God alone could do such things. God only could do this. There he was, doing it. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works, verse 12, that I shall do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. On and on and on. He teaches them power through prayer. He teaches them the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, the deity of the Holy Spirit. He reveals to them here the very Trinity, and he is the divine Father, and his Spirit would come. He would not leave them. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Chapter 15, last one. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. I want you to look around these I ams in the chapters and in the context and see the things that the Lord was revealing to his disciples and even to them around him. Small things, things that you may not know. You may just read right by it sometime, but if you'll just stop and take the time to really listen to what our Lord's saying. You can see him revealing himself. Where he is from. Who he is. All of his power. His relation to us and for us. To give life above. To bring salvation. To show us he's the only way. To reveal to us true light. Can you imagine hearing that for the very first time? Many of us that are saved, we've heard it for years. We should still be excited about it. It should be bread to our soul. Every time we hear it, we should harbor it up. We should eat it up. All that He is. Listen, if we can't get excited over Christ and what He's done for us and what He is doing for us, well, there just ain't much to be excited about. I'm the true vine. The true vine. Truthful. True is not concealing. And that vine is just simply, I'm the true vine. The vine that bears fruit. That vine that, through that vine, the branches exist and bear fruit. And they can't bear fruit outside of that vine. There is no other. He is the vine. The true vine. There is no other vine. He is the true vine. I don't know what. Well, I do. I think I do know what those Hebrews, a lot of them, religious, were looking for. But He said, I am the true vine. I'm the true vine. I'm the one that God sent from heaven. I'm the one that brings life. I'm the one. If you bear fruit, if you have salvation, comes through me. I'm the one life comes through, comes by. Amen. Thank the Lord. I am. I exist. He's real. Do you know that? This is everything I said to you tonight is real. He is real. He can give you life. He can bring you out of darkness. Praise the Lord. He can satisfy you. The bread can satisfy. He'll not leave you comfortless. He'll not leave you empty. Amen. That's what He is. That's what He is. He is everything you and I need. Amen. And more. Praise the Lord. I want you to stand this evening.